Good afternoon. This is Colleen Pomeroff with your Sheridan Sun Radio News Update. Not confident in your writing? If so, Sheridan can help. Funded by Employment Ontario, the college is now offering two workshops to help students upgrade their academics. Both of these are free and will be held at the Davis campus, but are open to all students. The CEO of luxury retailer Tiffany & Co. has stepped down because of concerns about the company's financial performance. Tiffany shares the Fifth Avenue side of the block with the Trump Towers in Midtown Manhattan. This area has drawn protesters, tourists, and journalists. The extra barricades and checkpoints in this area has turned away clients from various businesses, including Tiffany. Tiffany & Co. has been struggling as sales at the U.S. stores have fell 4% compared to a year ago during November and December. 8 people were taken to hospital after suffering smoke inhalation injuries after a fire broke inside the Hamilton Wentworth Detention Center. The Hamilton Fire Department tweets that the flames spread quickly, but they were able to extinguish the blaze and the building was cleared of the smoke. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Ontario's energy regulator has launched an investigation into the billing practices of Brantford Power after the utility threatened to disconnect a customer 4 days after he failed to make a monthly payment. The Toronto Raptors are in the six tonight. They will play the LA Clippers at 7:30. DeRozan has been off the court with a sprained ankle, but he'll decide whether or not he's ready to play tonight. And if basketball isn't your thing, the Maple Leafs will be in New York playing the Islanders, and that will be at 7 o'clock tonight. Lady Gaga dazzled up the stage during her performance at yesterday's Super Bowl halftime show. She performed on a glittering chrome set with a backdrop of drones formatting the United States flag. After her performance, she announced she'll be hitting the road later this year for her Joanne World Tour. And speaking of glamorous things, the Marquee will be turning into a Hollywood paradise at this Thursday's pub night. So dress to impress in your best Hollywood attire. Your red carpet awaits. Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement earlier today for Toronto. They are expecting a low-pressure system to bring snow, freezing rain, and rain to the city throughout the day on Tuesday. So make sure to give yourself enough travel time and watch out for that ice. I'm Colleen Pomeroff with your Sheridan Sun Radio News Update. And thanks for listening.